Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Hightower Westchester, Robeson, White Plains Hospital, Michael Labriola Landscape Design. Well, we're back here at the VIP Country Club in Neuchâtel for Westchester Magazine's Bridal Expo. And what we're doing is we're getting a good little flavor for what's going on here, besides the brides and grooms that are walking around looking for different opportunities for their upcoming weddings. We're here to help some of the vendors and talk to them about what it is exactly that they're representing here today. So I have the pleasure of meeting Claudia Giselle Tejeda, and she's our next guest representing Claudia Giselle Design. And Claudia, I already told you how much I know my wife is going to love this, because this is what she thinks about 24/7. Claudia, nice to meet you. Tell our audience a little bit about your business. Tell us what got you started in design. Why? Why do you do this?
Yes. Well, thank you, Andrew, for having me. I started in design totally by accident, actually. I went to school for advertising, and then I somehow discovered that I had an eye for interior design. The thing that has kept me going for the last 13 years is that I have actually suffered from migraines and severe allergies my entire life, and I really like to help my clients understand how their environments affect their health and well-being. So a lot of my practice and part of our company's ethos is truly to understand what our clients' needs are, so then we can serve them in a way that creating beautiful spaces that not only nourishes their aesthetic eye, but also their heart and their soul.
Boy, did you answer the question. I mean, I asked you why, and that's exactly why you do what you do. I had no idea that was coming, but that's pretty amazing, because I'm sure I know one in particular, a lot of people who, you know, may have issues with migraines and allergies, and yet that could have something to do with what's going on in their house, in the fabrics and in everything else, right? What do you come across? What is the number one thing that you often find makes that a problem for people?
I think it's overstimulation. You know, I think that we live a very stressful life, and allergies and migraines are part of, it's a symptom really of our lifestyle. I'm not a medical doctor, I'm just talking from my own experience, that really having an environment that suits those senses, and I'm talking about the five senses, you know, you know, your visual and your hearing and your touch, all of that really affects how you experience the space. So I come across a lot of stress and helping people create an environment that can mellow them out or make feel safe. Safe is a big word in my practice, and feeling comfortable. And I'm not saying that it has to be all white. It can be bold, red and blue and green. It really has to be what it makes you feel good. So understanding what makes them feel good is what I'm going after.
Very nice. And so tell our audience a little bit about some of the different assets that you provide. Like, you know, I know I was at your booth and I saw some swatches of wallpaper or some reupholstery. Tell our audience a little bit about what, you know, what some of the services are that they may be able to get from you.
Yeah, so we're a full service business. My studio is, I'm a certified interior designer. And basically what that means is that I've not only have gotten the training, but also the education and experience, you know, and really a full service. So if it's our ideal clients are those that want to have great design, but don't want to do it themselves, we come in and we take care of it all. And it's a big collaboration. So it's not like we're coming in and doing anything we want. So it's really a partnership between our clients and my firm.
And so if somebody has you come in, obviously it's a consultation of sorts, and you're helping them with your expertise on what, how you can design it. But as far as the actual wallpaper itself, do you work closely with vendors, or is this your own stuff?
Like, yes.
Tell our audience a little bit more about how that works.
Yes. We have our preferred vendors, of course. We have our preferred companies. You know, I'm always looking for, you know, I'm a woman, so I like to support other women. So, you know, women-owned businesses are great. Also, I'm a minority, so minority-owned businesses are also great. And I love family, so family-owned businesses. So those are things that I not only I don't look for them, but if they happen, amazing. So I also look for companies that are looking at sustainability, looking at companies that really have a history of caring about their customers. Because, you know, yes, you might choose a wallpaper now, but you know, there's more to the wallpaper than anything else. Is that we're basically looking for relationships. So to answer your question, yes, we do have a preferred list of vendors and suppliers, but we're always looking for new opportunities.
Well put, well put. So, you know, I think in life it's about relationships and experiences. Those are the two things that I try to tell that to my family, my children. We talk about that all the time, how important it is to build relationships and to have experiences, you know. So it's nice that you've kind of, you're putting that into your business too, it seems like. Well, Claudia, it was really great to meet you. I would like for you to leave our audience with just one other thought, because we're here for the brides and grooms. Give us a little perspective as to why you would choose a place like this, the Westchester Magazine Bridal Expo, to showcase at.
This is the first time I'm doing this show, and it has been an amazing experience, not only meeting the brides and grooms, but also their families and friends. It's just such an amazing place. The energy is amazing, and everyone looks so happy, and it's been a wonderful experience for me.
And I would think that for, you know, the young couples that are here, I mean, of course, they're looking for, you know, limousines and maybe gowns and jewelry. But then they see interior design, and that's because, well, what's next? They may be buying a house. So I would imagine that is making a nice connection for folks.
Absolutely. Now that you're starting a family, maybe, or just starting a future together, you need to create a home that is a unit that both of you know, the bride and the groom together. You know, it can't just be one person. And so, yes, this is a wonderful opportunity for us to meet those people that are building their homes together.
Well, we've been talking with Claudia Giselle Design. You can find them at Claudia Giselle, GISELLE.com. For more information, design your forever home. Well, again, a pleasure to see you. Claudia Giselle, Tejeda, I should say. It was great to get to know you a little bit. Good luck today, and good luck in the years to come with your business. You've been listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark. We'll be back after this. Shark Creative.